A Washington, D.C. environmental research group has filed a lawsuit against the Cuomo administration and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation to determine whether it's withholding public records concerning natural gas drilling. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
The lawsuit filed in New York's Albany County State Supreme Court by the Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Working Group on Monday is suing Governor Andrew Cuomo and the State Department of Environmental Conservation, claiming they failed to honor the Freedom of Information Law by denying the public thousands of records sought by the group in March. Dusty Horwitt is EWG's senior counsel.
Last year, we had been working on hydraulic fracturing issues in New York State for some time, and we suspected that the drilling industry had had undue influence on the state's draft drilling plan that was released last September. We looked at this plan, and it was filled with scientific gaps and inaccuracies. There were no studies that the industry had published itself of how gas wells can leak. There was no clear way to dispose of the toxic wastewater. There were a lot of gaps in this plan. It was tilted dramatically in favor of the drilling industry. So we suspected that the drillers had had undue influence, and we filed a Freedom of Information request in March with the Cuomo administration, seeking communications between 7 top members of the Cuomo administration and about 24 drilling industry representatives. We received some documents back this spring, showing that, indeed, the regulators have been passing drafts of regulations and summaries of regulations exclusively to drillers before making these available to the public, which gave the drilling industry an exclusive opportunity to try to weaken these regulations before they were made public. However, there were also troubling gaps in these records. For example, meetings and phone calls were mentioned, but then we received no records of those meetings and phone calls despite asking for them. The governor's office, in particular, gave us a very small number of documents. They gave us 86 pages of documents, but no emails or phone calls over a 14-month period when this was one of the highest profile political issues in the state. So it raised serious questions about whether the Cuomo administration had complied with the Freedom of Information law. And that's why we filed this lawsuit.
Cuomo's office and the DEC told the Albany Times Union in response to news of the lawsuit that they had complied with the state's FOIL laws. Horwitt said they did not hear from either of them. According to Horwitt, government agencies do consult with the industry they are trying to regulate, but in this case, the consultation was one-sided. And while that is not illegal, it contradicts what Governor Cuomo had said, that the process for drafting regulations for fracking be fair, transparent, and science-based. The documents EWG is seeking relate to the discussions over those draft proposed regulations for fracking for natural gas in the state. Those draft regulations, the Supplemental Generic Environmental Impact Statement, were 1,500 pages long and were made available to the public for only a 3-month review last September. Environmental groups and advocates complained the review period was too short for such a technical document and asked for an extension, which was granted by 1 month. And the comments on those documents were that they were deeply flawed, both scientifically and for concerns about public health. Horwitt said some records that showed up in the DEC response should have been part of the executive chamber response and were not.
Well, we expected to receive a significant number of records, and we didn't expect to receive records with so many gaps in them. I mean, for example, the governor's office gave us about 86 pages of records compared to 282 pages from the Department of Environmental Conservation. Those records from the Department of Environmental Conservation included mostly emails, and yet we received no emails from the governor's office over this critical 14-month period. It seemed very strange. There were some documents that should have been turned over. We know they should have been turned over by the governor's office because we received documents from the Department of Environmental Conservation that CC'd the governor, yet we did not receive those documents from the governor's office. So We expected to receive significantly more documents than we did in fact receive. This was unusual in our experience. We filed a number of FOIL requests or Freedom of Information requests across a number of issues over the years, and the number of gaps that we, glaring gaps that we saw in these documents was unusual. That's one of the reasons that we went forward with this lawsuit, in addition to the fact that this issue is of critical importance to the state of New York and to the nation. New York is going to set the tone for shale gas drilling probably in a number of different states and nationally. This also is reminiscent, what we experienced is reminiscent of some of the reports we've seen about the Cuomo administration itself. The Albany Times-Union in particular has reported on the Cuomo administration's poor record of compliance with Freedom of Information requests. So while this is unusual in our experience, it appears to be not so unusual when it comes to the Cuomo administration.
EWG has also learned that the secretary to Governor Cuomo, Lawrence Schwartz, has a history of investing in oil and natural gas companies. Schwartz is considered a ringleader in the governor's office, in part because state deputies and commissioners report to him. Schwartz has reported investments of at least $1,000 in pipeline operators and companies like Mobil, Exxon, Occidental Petroleum, and Williams Companies. The New York State Joint Commission on Public Ethics, a commission established by Governor Cuomo, urges state officials to avoid personal investments in companies that would create substantial conflict between their duty to serve the people of New York and their private financial interests. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.